All right. Well, people are making their way to their seats. Let me welcome everybody and express my appreciation to you for being part of NBAA's annual meeting and convention and for being here today for our annual awards lunch. As you know, our annual awards lunch is sponsored by Fortune, and I believe we have Greg Bowerman with us today. Is Greg here yet? We'd like Greg to come forward and maybe say a couple of words.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Greg Bowerman, and I'm blowing up the microphone. I'm the sales director for the Fortune Money Group at Time Inc., and on behalf of our organization, I'd like to welcome you to the 2007 Awards Luncheon and say how pleased Fortune is to again be the sponsor for the NBAA annual convention, and especially for this prestigious event. Wanted to extend our congratulations to all the award recipients today, and especially Brian Moss and Pat Epps for their distinguished careers and many achievements in business aviation. Fortune's relationship with business aviation and with the NBAA runs long and deep, and we've been a strong supporter of business aviation as well as an avid user for many, many years. Our parent company owns and operates several large cabin business jets, so more than most, we really get business aviation, and we're proud and pleased to spread the good word of the benefits to the business community. I'd also like to thank NBAA and all of you in the industry for your support of our business aviation sections, which are the longest running aviation sections in the business or general business press. On your seats, you have some reprints of a section that's about to go to press this weekend in our upcoming issue, which looks just great. There are several new developments coming down the pike at Fortune. I'd love to ask you to keep an eye on what we're doing in 2008, including our international expansion, which ties closely to the growth in business jet demand abroad. So we look forward to a good year ahead and ask you to keep an eye on what we're doing as the new year unfolds. So we look forward to a continued strong relationship with the industry, and I wish you all the best for a great convention and a strong year ahead. So thanks again, and please enjoy your lunch.
Well, thank you, Greg. Now, as you have all heard multiple times by now, NBAA is celebrating its 60th anniversary. And one of the things our founders did when they first met up in New York is they talked about the importance of NBAA promoting safety. Their feeling was that for business aviation to thrive in the United States, it needed to be safe and it needed to be perceived to be safe. And so for 60 years, NBAA has been about promoting business aviation safety. One of the ways we do that is by recognizing safety excellence. And nothing says that more than our 50-year awards, where we recognize companies 50 years of safe flying. So at this time, I would like NBAA's Chairman of the Board, Ken Emmerich, to join me as we recognize a number of NBAA member companies who have been enjoying 50 years of safe flying. Now, I'd ask that you hold your applause until we've been through everybody. They're going to come through the line, receive their award from our chairman, get a picture taken, and then when we're all the way through, we'll recognize them all with a round of applause that they well deserve. First company that we would like to recognize today is Federal Mogul Corporation for 50 years of safe flight. Tom Gatos, Director of Flight Operations for the company, will accept the award. Yeah, what the heck, it's good, and let's just go ahead and clap when they get it. We'd like to recognize General Dynamics for 58 years of safe flight. Gary Rogerson, Director of Flight Operations, Larry Renshaw, Chief Maintenance, will accept the award.
Congratulations, Gary.
HEB Grocery Company, LP, for 52 years of safe flight. Peter Giannos, Chief Dispatcher for the company, will accept the award.
Congratulations. Well done.
Hill Aircraft and Leasing Corporation, for 52 years of safe flight, Larry Westbrook, Vice President of the company, will accept the award.
Congratulations.
Spectra Energy Corporation, for 55 years of safe flight. Walter J. Hermes, Jr., Chief Pilot, Dennis Cody, Chief of Maintenance, Robert Campbell, Maintenance Technician, and Marion Maneth, Pilot for the company, will accept the award. Vulcan Materials Company, for 51 years of safe flight. William Bontley, Director of Aviation, and Craig R. Bishop, Chief of Maintenance, will accept the company's award. As I got to the very end of reading those, it dawned on me that someone told them one company representative, and I didn't get the message. But congratulations to all of you. That's a terrific accomplishment. We also have one company that was not able to be here, and that's Tecumseh Products Company, but they have 50 years of safe flight, and we want to recognize them as well. Before we get to the American Spirit Award winners, I'd like to ask former NBAA Associate Member Advisory Council Member Bill DeDecker to come forward. I think Bill has an important announcement that we'll all be looking forward to. So, Bill DeDecker.
Thank you, Ed. It's a privilege to be up here in the company of such an august bunch of people, many of them my friends, my friends, my customers, my former and current colleagues, and to have the opportunity to tell you about what we think is a very exciting thing, which is the establishment of the Al Conklin Aviation Scholarship that will be awarded on an annual basis. The scholarship is $5,000 and will be awarded annually to a student who is a sophomore, junior, or senior with a University Aviation Association accredited aviation program. The scholarship will be focused on aviation management, primarily because Al, whose memory this scholarship honors, was not only a very good salesman, but he was also very much focused on not only business aviation, but also the management of business aviation. Almost all of us, and that includes myself and probably most people in this room, came to where we are through the pilot side, the maintenance side, or the engineering side. Almost none of us took a management course. Management is important in our business, and that is what the focus of this scholarship is all about. I realize I have 1 minute. I think I've got about 10 seconds left, and I'd like to also introduce a very special guest, very special to us. Many of you know her. Martha Conklin was able to join us for this occasion. She's sitting in the back of the room over there, and I'd like to give her a big hand. Her daughter, Chris Jeffries, who is also here, brought her from Huntsville, where she now lives. As many of you know, she and Al actually started Conklin and DeDecker in 1984, and at the time that they started it, the room was just big enough that they could both sit down and one of them could stand up at a time, not both of them. So, small beginnings, we're still at it. We're terribly proud to be able to do this, and we look forward to the opportunity to tell you who the awardee is at next year's luncheon in, I believe it's Orlando. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Ed. Ed, thank you.